Good afternoon. You know, with this rain coming along, the good Lord is good and kind to us. And somebody said, it's raining terribly. I said, the Lord is showing us tears of joy, and the greatest thing that he did is he let it at 42 degrees. So, this is the third week of Advent. We continue our journey to Christmas, in which we remember the birth of Jesus Christ. The first 2 weeks of Advent helped us to put ourselves in the presence of God. It was a time in which we put on purple vestments. The flowers were taken away around the altar. It was a time for reconciliation and penance for us. And we lit two purple candles. We wear today, on this third Sunday of Advent, we wear the rose-colored vestments this weekend, which begins to tell us of the joy that will be coming. We can happily look forward to the birth of Jesus Christ. 2 weeks ago, if you remember when Deacon Bill spoke to us, he told us to turn off our alarm clocks and be awakened to the presence of God in our lives. Don't hit the snooze button, he said. Be awakened to his love for us. If you're sleeping now, wake up! It's okay to be in the presence of Christ. One of the purposes of Advent is to ask ourselves the question of how we are going to use God's gifts, how well we are using God's gifts to grow in holiness. How might we better use God's gifts to grow in holiness? Some of these answers we find today in our gospel. And Jesus says to John the Baptist, I say to you, among those born to women, there was none greater than you. He chose John because of his personal holiness. John's whole life was one of self-sacrifice. The second reason is the role that John played in the history of our salvation. John was more than an outstanding prophet. He was God's own personal messenger, sent to prepare the world for the coming of Jesus. And after declaring John to be the greatest man that ever lived, Jesus throws us a curve. In fact, shocks us by saying, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Let's be perfectly clear on what Jesus is saying. He's saying that the greatest sinner among us today in this church is greater than John. He is saying the least important member of God's kingdom is greater than the greatest man in history. He is saying that by our acceptance of him, which makes us members of God's kingdom, we take on a value that ranks us above the most important person that ever lived. How can we prepare to be God's messengers? It's okay to take the time to become his messenger. But how do we do that in such a busy time of the year? I don't know about your household, but in mine, the baking is going on, and I also steal half of it. The shopping, the wrapping of the presents, putting up the decorations, and that's okay. But we need to turn off the Christmas machine and tune in Jesus into our lives. How do we do that?